I'm joined in the studio by Joan King and Jenny Nulty from Yap. Now, we spoke way back in April, but we're going to do a bit of a recap because some of the listeners probably didn't hear the interview and don't realise the great work you're doing. So just tell us a little bit about Yap.
The Youth Advocate Programme, we're a community-based, family-focused service and we use a strengths-based, needs-led model of delivery. So we work with young people and families between the ages of 10 and 18 who may be finding themselves in difficulties or getting into trouble. We receive referrals from the HSE, so social work intervention is already happening with the families. So basically, they send in a referral to us. My role is actually a service manager, so I cover Dublin North, City, County, Louth and Meath. So when I get the referral then I pass it over to a case manager, which is Joan King.
Yeah.
And basically Joan and the other case managers, when they get the referral, they would go out to do the needs assessment with the young person and family. So they go out to their home and basically sell you, but also we ask them, what is it that you want us to do? So we match an advocate for up to 15 hours a week for 6 months. So at this needs assessment, we're basically getting the goals and the needs of the young person and family, but we're asking them, what is it that you want us to do? What can we support you with? So if there's issues with school, or if there's issues with drugs or alcohol, or if there's services that the young people and families want to be linked into, we can identify and advocate for the young people and families for the 6 months. So basically the case managers would come back then and look at the panel of advocates and match an advocate to that young person for up to 15 hours a week for 6 months. So basically an advocate is somebody from the local community that has life experience, that can relate to young people, and they're brought in, trained, Garda cleared and supervised by the case managers, and that's kind of we work towards a plan for the 6 months for the young people and families.
Okay, and you're dealing with young people with special needs, young people with difficulties.
We would serve the most challenging youth, so we provide a service to young people involved in the child and family system, the justice system, youth with mental health challenges and those at risk of exiting educational early.
I mean, we would work with young people who have, you know, particular needs, as you call it, like special needs maybe, you know, and disabilities. We're kind of expanding into that area more and more. I have worked with, you know, have cases like with young people, maybe a deaf young person, or maybe a particular, you know, autism or Asperger's, you know. So we get more in the kind of what you would call maybe the disability realm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you go about matching this young person with an advocate?
Yeah, well, that's our little secret.
Oh, is it?
I know. I suppose that is it, because I've often asked young people, like, how come we're a bit different to other services? Because a lot of the time they do work with a lot of services, or have worked until we come along. But as Jenny says, like, we do say to them, you know, how can we help? What is it you need? And so you just have to have a really good ear for what they're saying and listen very carefully to what they're saying that they need. You know, you kind of ask them about their interests, like what stuff they like to do. You know, we're all individuals. So some people are into music, you know, and people are outdoorsy. Some people are a little bit more laid back. They like lying on the couch. So you kind of have to, you know, have a really good ear and an inside track on who you have, who'd be available, maybe the age profile, you know, the gender, the location and stuff like that comes into it, but also being a little bit more particular about the needs of the young person and their actual personality. And it seems to be that that's how, you know, that's a piece of work that's really important and that works well for us, you know.
I think
our recruitment, like, because of our YAP model, is that we ask for people from the community, so, you know, that speaks the kids' language, the culture, that kind of thing. But we, you know, we bring them in, we recruit them, we have an intensive training package. So we have 4 days of our own core module, and then we've 2 days the CPAP training, which is the do's and don'ts of working with young people. So we go through a thorough process to try and find the right people, and we have a panel then. So if we went out and met with, say, Johnny, who's 15 from Coolock, we would come back in with the list of interests and needs and look at that panel to see who's best suited. And we'd also ask the young person, is it a male advocate you want? Is it a female? Or what type of advocate you want? So you know, there's a lot of thought put into the whole matching process, and that's the essence of YAP, and that's what makes the whole 6 months work.
And it's a very successful organisation, YAP.
Yes.
Did I read recently that there was a seminar where there was a person over from America or something who wanted to introduce YAP into Australia?
Into Australia, we have the Australians, yeah. And Johnny, that was here with me the last day, he's actually over in America at the minute looking at the different, you know, because we've stemmed from America, so he's over looking at all the different programmes. Like, YAP in America would have a military programme for the people from the army that are coming back into their homes. There'd be a programme to support the families with that. You know, for the military people, what they've seen and just the gap of them coming back.
So they wouldn't be young people necessarily.
Well, it's family. It's a family. Yeah. But we'd also have, like, there's autism in America. There's gang related. So it's just, because we work and we're so accepted here, we're looking to see what areas that we can actually expand to and what we can bring to Ireland.
It all sounds very fulfilling, and you all seem very happy.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it is. It is a fulfilling job. I suppose it's kind of like, it's quite meaningful work is the word I would put on it, in that when you're working with young people and families and you see them make progress in their own life, you know, where they just had been a bit stuck, you know, and they can identify what it is that they need to do to just improve things for themselves. And that to be part of that, I suppose, is quite rewarding, to see people actually just really kind of just feel much better in themselves overall, you know, and have a better focus in life, you know. So, I mean, I can think of numerous examples of young people who have been quite, you know, low in themselves and out of school and, you know, getting involved in violence, like in the home, out of the home, like in the community, and just, you know, being kind of, you know, very difficult people to deal with, very angry. And to see such a turnaround, you know, for people, you know, it's amazing, like, that you can meet, like, I can recall meeting, like, one young girl who would be extremely angry to meet with, and it was a very hostile meeting, but just giving her the space and not even asking too many questions at all, just giving her a bit of space to express herself and really listening to what she wanted. Like she said, I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want people, you know, coming in here and saying what I should do. And we're saying, well, we won't. You know, what we'll listen to what you need. And, you know, 6 months later, that girl is back in school, has, you know, stopped all that kind of activity of out in the community and violence and, you know, cut down.
I imagine that'd be a very hard case to match somebody to a young person who had that anger and didn't want to be told what to do.
Yeah. I mean, it is. You do have to. So I suppose in that case, you think, well, no, you don't want someone who's, you know, people have their own style of going on, different personality, and advocates too. So, you know, someone who was a bit authoritative and maybe a bit maternal or paternal, you don't want them to come in and have that kind of style of working. So in actual fact, in that case, it was just a young girl who was very easygoing and just, you know, just said that, well, she would just listen, just be there to listen and talk and maybe guide. So someone very easy and, you know, young, and they were related. Yeah. Yeah. The opposite in that case.
But I think our model creates like an atmosphere where we can, you know, we touch back in with the young people and families all the time. We have, because it's 6 months, it's intensive. So we have the wraparound that we spoke about the last day, which is where we have the people coming together. And it's, if that young person wants to get involved in hip hop dancing, how is this going to last after we leave? But it's also, we're constantly checking back in with the families about their needs and how we can work towards with them so that, you know, everything is sustainable.
So
there's
an aftercare.
It's real life.
Well. Yeah.
It's real life for them.
I suppose in that case, I was thinking of, you know, they would have given feedback all along. You know, it doesn't start out that it's all rosy. There are blips along in the 6 months, or there can be blips where people tend to take, you know, two steps forward and one step back. But, you know, you have to keep focused on the goal you have in the end. And I suppose it's lovely to hear, like, the, you know, her, the, this girl's sister in that case would have said, like, thanks for fixing my sister, you know, which is really cute.
Yeah.
But it's nice just to hear those things, to think that a family have got back something that was gone a bit missing.
Yeah. So, I'm just reading a thing here that was on your website, written by Stephen McCarty, a young person in YAP, who says living with an illness is hard not just on you but on the people around you. And his inspiration is his family.
Yeah.
I'd say family, it's a big plays a big part in people's lives, and if there's sort of a breakup of things and make things much more difficult.
Yeah, well, I suppose family is the basis, isn't it, of where we've come from, you know, and family is a community in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it is important, and that sense of, you know, belonging and identity, just being part of and knowing how you fit in your family is important. And when you lose that, which teenagers, by the nature of them, just being a teenager, you can do. But sometimes it just goes a little bit too far when you get involved in...
And I think if they're used to something, dealing with something for so long, like behavioural issues or like money worries or drug or alcohol abuse, sometimes they can just get lost in it and they just need that external bit of support to come in to say, you know, you have the skills, you're doing well, and what is it that you want us to support you with? So that always works.
Encouragement, yeah.
It's fantastic work yous are doing, and like all organisations, yous need funding.
Yes.
So are yous funded somewhat?
We're sole funded by the HSE at the minute, but we have moved over to charity status. Yep. So as part of our yearly plan, we're rolling out different fundraising events throughout the year, because our waiting list, the demand for YAP with young people and families is getting greater, so we still want to
get the success of the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're having a race night, and we've been announcing this all week.
Great.
In the Dandelion Bar. Do you want to tell us a little bit about
that? I'm going to pass that over to Joan, because she's done great work.
The event organiser. I know. It's with a bunch of advocates, we have decided to plan a race night in the Dandelion Bar, which is just basically next door to the main entrance of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, Stephen's Green. And it's on Friday, this Friday, 24th of May, and it's at 7 p.m. And we're going to have a fun night. We've had great interest in it, and we've sold jockeys and horses owners already.
You sold jockeys.
Well, we can.
That's the lingo, you know. I'm learning all this, organising a race night. And we've had some people sponsor us. So we've had the likes of Dunn Stores and Nightline and Hanlon's Pub, which is nearby to us. And we've been given some great prizes for hotels, Gibson Hotel, Croke Park Hotel, the Travel Lodge. And we've got Kindles, and we have a great prize of an iPhone as well on the night. So we're getting great response, and people have been really generous. So we plan to have a really fun night and some good fun, and maybe go home with a nice prize.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah. Electric Eddie.
Electric Eddie is going to be the DJ on the night. Yeah. He's going to be electric.
Okay, listen, now, where are you based? Which is
in Dublin. It's Park House on North Circular Road.
Yeah. But it's not a drop-in centre as such, is it?
Not a drop-in centre, no.
No, I mean, I'm the case manager who works kind of this area and, you know, Dublin North, but I am based in Park House, which is up on North Circular Road.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time it'd be out and about in, like, meeting families in their home as well. Yeah. Maybe out in the HSE office.
It's a referral system.
We work with 16 different HSE areas. So, as I said, I cover North City County, but I've also Louth and Meath as well. So that's just my area. And then there's, Galway, Roscommon, Limerick, Cork, Kerry, Kildare, you know, so there's other strands, and then there's hopefully people going to expand.
And we're expanding all the time. Yeah. It's in a state of change, kind of the organisation, because, you know, just the expansion, it's just growing and growing. So you need to get new staff in as well, new offices. So to fight over chairs nearly now in the Dublin office.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, it is.
But do you find now the economic situation at the moment that young people are suffering more in family situations?
To be honest, you know, I mean, it's a mix, really. Yeah. You know, some people, yes, and some people, no. Some people, you know, maybe haven't actually been hit. Maybe they would never have experienced the good times of the boom.
Yeah.
So it's pretty steady for them, you know. But some people, would have. I mean, you know, you were talking about, Jenny, you were talking about cases of people who, you know, have no heating in their house, you know, and have to huddle together in the front room to, you know, talking about that, which is not a good thing, really, when you think about it.
But I think the cohort of young people that we get referred into us is a mix works. Like, it can be anything to single parent families to a family home where two parents are working and there's money there. It's just, you know, parenting issues and teenage behaviour and trying to manage that. So there's actually, we can't say what our next referral is going to be.
There's a huge range of people you're dealing with.
And I think the model is that flexible, that we can reach out to young people, to families, to people with special needs, to young people involved in the justice system. It's that broad, so hopefully we'll keep getting bigger, keep reaching out to...
I say as well, because these are very successful, as I keep saying. And your advocates, they're all volunteers, are they?
No, they're actually paid. Okay. It's for up to 15 hours a week for 6 months, but they can actually go on to be matched again. But we will be actually recruiting again in September. So we're calling for all advocates or people from the community that want to get involved in youth work. So you don't need to have qualifications, life experience and a car, and they'll be Garda vetted and brought in. So we will be advertising in September for this area again. So if people out there do want to get involved, just look us up on the website.
Well, we'll talk before that, the thing in September.
Great,
and we'll ask people to go along to where the recruitment is going on.
Sure.
So do you want to give out the website for... that people can go on to if they want to volunteer?
It's just yapireland.ie, www. That's it.
Okay, is there anything else now?
No, just come along on Friday and have a great night.
Thanks for having us back and
thank you.
Promoting us all week. It's great.
You're more than welcome. And that's the race night is on in the Dandelion Bar in Stephen's Green this Friday from 7:30 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
And I'm sure people will be allowed to stay after 10 p.m.
Well, it turns into a nightclub after.
Does
so,
it?
Bring your dancing shoes with you. You'll have to do a few rounds.
I threw my dancing shoes away years ago.
Oh, go ahead at all.
Listen, thank you both very, very much for coming in to me. And
thanks.
As I say,
thank you.
We will talk again.
Yeah. Great.